This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The holiday travel rush is underway.
At the airports, memories are still fresh of last year's holiday meltdown at Southwest Airlines. 2 million travelers were stranded. Anna Zappa made it back home from Santiago, Chile.
We drove to the airport at 5 p.m. and then I landed in Houston this morning at 5 a.m. and wow. I fell asleep right at the gate waiting for my flight to Chicago.
Maggie Terrell took the chance and flew standby from New York to O'Hare.
Which the week of holiday, you know, is tricky to do, and I made it on the second try, so I'm feeling really lucky.
The FAA says it is creating more air traffic routes, especially along the East Coast, to help keep planes moving over the holidays. But weather could be a factor. I'm Ed Donahue.
Yeah, that weather. Parts of southeastern California could get thunderstorms through today, and there's worry about possible flooding. Now to the tragedy in the Czech Republic. Three foreign nationals are among the wounded in Prague after a student opened fire at a university, killing 14 people.
Minister Vít Rakušan says police in Prague worked overnight and 13 of those killed have been identified. He also said three of those wounded were foreigners, two from Saudi Arabia and one from the Netherlands. The bloodshed took place on Thursday at the Faculty of Arts of Charles University, where the 24-year-old shooter was a student. He also died, authorities say. His name has not been released. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The number of Palestinians who've died in the war between Israel and Hamas is over 20,000 now. That's according to health officials in Gaza, which is run by Hamas. And a new report from the UN and other agencies says more than 500,000 people in Gaza are starving. Here at home, Americans are buying more hybrid vehicles, a record 1 million plus so far this year. This is AP News. There's a vehicle recall to tell you about, and it will affect millions of car owners. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has this story.
Drive a Honda or an Acura? There's a new recall affecting millions of cars. The American arm of Honda Motor is recalling more than 2.5 million vehicles in the United States due to a fuel pump defect that can increase risks of engine failure or stalling while driving. According to documents published by the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, the fuel pump impeller used for a range of 2017 to 2020 Acura and Honda vehicles was improperly molded. The automaker says they'll replace the fuel pumps at no cost. Notification letters will be sent out beginning in February. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Gas prices are going up now. Gas is $3.12 a gallon today, up 4 cents from a week ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.